coins and odds and ends. All women have them. You just call that a
purse.
Yeah. What about a small one with a metal clasp to it for change?
Coin purse.
And it's something that you wear around your wrist, just for looks?
Bracelet.
What about around your neck?
A necklace.
Anything else you might call that besides a necklace, say if it were beads or something?
Pearls.
Would you call it a something of pearls or beads?
String of pearls.
What about these things that some men wear instead of belts to keep their pants up, to go over their shoulders?
Suspenders.
Any other names for those you've heard?
No.
You ever heard of galluses?
No.
And a thing that you would probably use on a day like today, later on, to keep the rain off of it.
Umbrella.
Any other name?
No.
The parasol?
Parasol.
Is that the same or different?
Same as umbrella.
Okay. All right, talking about making up a bed, the last thing that goes on the bed when you make it up?
Spread.
Okay. What about something that you might put on the bed in the wintertime? It's heavy to keep warm.
Quilt.
All right, and you rest your head on it.
Pillow.
Have you ever seen anything that's similar to a pillow, but it's usually a lot longer? I don't know if it's just for looks or what. You know, sometimes it's like a big roll that people have on the head of the bed.
No.
Have you ever heard of a bolster?
No.
Well, let's say if you had heard of one, if it were a particularly long bolster, you might say that it didn't just go part way across the bed, it went
the full length.
What would you call something that you would put on the floor for children to sleep on if you had company?
A pallet.
All right, I'm going to talk about the land. What about this expression? If a farmer has a really good piece of land, he might say, well, I get a good crop from that piece of land because the soil is very
fertile.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you call low-lying land that's maybe had water on it at one time, but after the water goes off, it's plowed and cultivated, and it's usually real rich land, maybe along a river somewhere?
The delta.
Where in Mississippi do you run across the delta? Would you call this delta country?
No. Flatlands are delta country. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the word bottom land?
No.
What about low-lying grassland that's just good for growing grass or hay or clover? That's about all. Do people around here, or would you ever use the word meadow for something like that?
Meadow? No, not meadow.
Would you have any name at all for it?
Pasture.
Okay. And a piece of land that's not good for anything because it's got water standing on it all the time. The trees growing out of it, bushes.
Swamp.
You have any idea what you would call a piece of land right along the edge of the sea or the ocean? Sometimes you see, it just looks like tall grass growing out of it, right on the edge of the beach or the ocean.
No.
Would you ever call any piece of land a marsh? Do you have any names for different types of soil? Maybe, say, very rich, black, dark soil, or coarse soil, for that matter?